My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Yeah, good morning and welcome to travel and cruise industry news. Excuse me, got a frog in my throat. On this Wednesday, June the 7th, 2023, coming to you from Central Virginia, Bedford County, right outside of Lynchburg. Wow. Yeah, a little sip of Diet Coke. We got quite a bit to cover this morning, folks. Bahamas hikes cruise fees is the lead story. Viking Saturn named in New York City. Would you let TikTok pick your next cruise? Some Virgin cancellations. Royal Caribbean testing alternative fuels. Travel advisory for Dominican Republic. We'll talk a little bit about the Norwegian Epic here in just a second. And a whole lot more here at 11 o'clock this morning on Wednesday Travel and Cruise Industry News. Today, folks, is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. I can always deal with that. I mean, sometimes I want something a little fancier than just plain chocolate, but, you know, I like chocolate just fine. If you're listening via the podcast, welcome aboard. You can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from. All the big guys just search for travel and cruise industry news, and I jump right off the screen at you. If you're ever listening via the podcast, you can always, if you need to jump over to the video feed, there's a link in the description that allows you to do just that, in case I may be showing pictures, clips, or the like. So, the machine ate my picture. Oh, well, I really didn't need a picture for this anyway. Received an email from Norwegian Cruise Line yesterday. And they announced the cancellation of several 2025 Norwegian Epic cruises. This directly affects Hot Air Tom, Kenneth and Robin, and me. Part of the email reads, Norwegian Epic will be undergoing a revitalization in 2025. In order to complete these enhancements, Norwegian Epic sailings on April the 15th, 2025, April 26th, 2025, and May the 5th, 2025, have been canceled. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience, yada, 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 usual crap. Most of you know that we were planning, I was going as Hot Air Tom's date, and Kenneth and Robin were joining us. We were doing the transatlantic from New York on the Epic into Civitavecchia, and then following along with the next cruise, which was a 14, 15 day, whatever it was, Greek Islands cruise. I know for Kenneth, that was going to be the highlight, and was for me as well, as the Greek Islands are at the top of my bucket list as well as his. So we're not very happy about this situation. Hot Air sent me a message during the night, wanted to know if I wanted to try to book another cruise, what I wanted to do. At this point, I'm going to tread water and see what develops. I may look at the possibility of seeing if Pete has any hosted cruises scheduled for, you know, that following week over there or something. Maybe I could hook up with one of those. I don't know yet. I'm not sure what I'm going to do other than we're all just extremely unhappy. So I did some checking yesterday, number one, to make sure that this was, in fact, what was happening. And they have scheduled a dry dock over there for the Epic right after the transatlantic. So they're doing the whole revitalization thing when we should be on the Greek Islands cruise. All right. Not happy at all about that one. All right, this comes from my buddy, John Morris. You know, he's in Hamburg, Germany. Delta Flight Products has unveiled the first prototype of its wheelchair securement space at the Aircraft Interiors Expo in Hamburg, Germany, built in partnership with Air for All Consortium of Flying Disabled, SWS Certification, Sunrise Medical, and Priestman's Good. My friend John was the first to try it out. Now, I will point out, folks, that you may want to jump over to my blog. I posted his first complete report, including a video of him getting the chair in place, what they have to do to convert it to a wheelchair space, and then what John had to do to get in it. Keep in mind, if which you get down on the posting to the video that he took on, which is a YouTube video, the chair he was trying to maneuver into place is set up for a right-handed joystick, and John has to use the left hand. He has one hand that was amputated, so he drives normally with the left stick, a left-handed stick, and so he had a little difficulty at first, but he got into place. So, man, I tell you what, boy, this would be awesome on airplanes. He did point out in there that his chair is just a little wider than their sample space, and the actual the way this will work on airplanes is they're going to make it wide enough that it covers any power wheelchairs. I mean, mine's wide body as well. John's, I don't think, is as wide as mine, but still, apparently, it's going to be done so that any chair will fit this accommodation. So, It looks good for the future for me. I hope the airlines take that as seriously as the rest of us do. All right, let's see here. Hot Air Tom, was in Wales and took a train ride in Wales, which is, you know, that's a typical Wales scene. I love Wales, by the way. Been there a couple times. And look at one of the rivers. And that's Hot Air Tom getting off. Now, here is the problem. Hot Air Tom doesn't just ride a train. He goes up front and tries to hijack the thing. See, Hot Air Tom is up there with the conductor. What I need to do is train Hot Air Tom how to interview somebody while he's doing this. Getting some shot of some sheep. Of course, Wales is not sheep. But anyway, that's the train from Hot Air Tom. And then I did. All right, I see now that was the train station there in when Hot Air got off the train. Now, then he went to, oh goodness, what was the name of the castle? Hang on, if I don't have the proper name, I'll screw it up terribly. So let me jump over here real quick to Hot Air Tom, to Kirk Castle. Yeah, he went to Kirk Castle. That's what he did. So this is some shots of it's Hot Air Tom at Kirk Castle. And Cindy, unfortunately, I've got some bad news for Cindy, as I know she watches the show quite often. But here is the bad news, Cindy. Hot Air Tom bought the place. And that's going to be your new vacation home. It's guaranteed to be nice and cold and damp. And you'll be staying there now instead of down at the nice little place in Port Canaveral. So Hot Air Tom put the down payment down on the castle. And then, of course, oh, my God, folks, you better check his suitcase. I promise you some of this is going to get swiped. And he'll try to get it back home in Richmond, Virginia. Check his suitcase, people. That's Hot Air Tom over there in Wales. All right, let's see. What else do we have here this morning? That would be Cindy. Cindy was over there at first in Nassau. And, of course, that's the Hubster. They went to a comedy show. And she also spent some time in the casino. Pretty sure she won the first night, so she's probably given some of it back, if I know Cindy. Then this was the next day, another change of clothes. She's actually in Ocean Key, the private island for MSC. Nice breakfast. This must be how the folks in the, up there in the fancy suites, that's how they get their breakfast in the top drawer suites on MSC ships. Never been there myself. And of course, they got cups of coffee that have funny bugs in the top. And this is sailing into Ocean Key, going past the lighthouse. And the main beach there at Ocean Key, or one of the beaches. Before she went ashore, she took a dance class on the boat. And then went ashore. And, just Ocean Key's lovely. Of the private islands, it's probably... It doesn't have all the bells and whistles that Coco Cay has. But I find the Ocean Key to be nicer. Plus, knowing what they did to do this is the story behind Ocean Key and MSC is well worth sitting down and following all the way. But anyway, she changed clothes again after she got back on the boat for the nighttime. And one of the features of a night at Ocean Key is the light show from the lighthouse. And that's worth the price of admission. And that's a good night drink. And I happen to know what that is. That's one of Cindy's chocolate martinis. She started me on that once upon a time as well. Let's see here. Okay, what else do I have here? All right. Rochelle took a funicular up through a tunnel to the top of Mount Lycabettus in Greece. It's the highest peak in Athens, off the beaten track out of the city. You'll see a spectacular view of the city and the Parthenon below. And that is from the top of the mountain. That's literally, it grows out of the top of the mountain, literally. That's Athens below. That was the tunnel. It's probably going back down. If you're not familiar with a funicular, I could be pronouncing that wrong. It's like a cable car, only, well, it's on the same principle as a cable car, only it's more kind of like a train. So it's, a different little mode of transportation. How about that, folks? That is a pretty awesome view of the Parthenon. And again, from the top of the mountain. So my thanks to all these guys sharing their information from around the world for the old fat travel guy to use on the show. All right. Our top story today, folks, in the world of news. By the way, if you haven't hit the thumbs up button, I would appreciate you doing that. The like button, however you want to term it. Also, if you haven't subscribed, please accept this as my invitation to subscribe. Hit the bell notification, you'll be notified when I go live or when a new video is up. All right. That, of course, is NASA in the Bahamas. Just days after the recent grand opening of the transformed NASA cruise port, the Bahamian government is proposing massive fee hikes that will affect the entire cruise industry. The Passenger Tax Amendment Bill of 2023 will raise the $18 head tax to $23 for each passenger, leaving the Bahamas via Nassau and Freeport, and to $25 for those who leave by sea from a private island without visiting another port of in the country. So you have to understand, folks, you don't have to pay a tax to get on the island. You have to pay a tax to leave the island. A little bit unusual. And of course, for cruise ships, they don't charge just the number of folks that get off. They charge the number of folks on the ship that could get off. The bill also introduces a $5 tourism environmental levy for arriving or departing cruisers. In addition, a $2 per person tourism enhancement levy would apply to passengers arriving or leaving the Bahamas. The tourism enhancement levy would kick in January 1st of 2024, while the other increases take effect July 1st of this year. Now, I'm certain the cruise industry and the cruise lines are going to massively oppose this. But guess who's going to pay for it ultimately? That's right, guys. You and me are going to pay for it in those pesky little taxes and port fees that get added on to every cruise we take. So if it's going from $18 to the maximum of $32, okay, that's a $14 increase. That's per person. That $14, let's say if you're paying $220 taxes and port fees on a cruise, that $220 just became $234. So and apparently, I mean, this is set in stone. I think it's interesting timing, of course. All right. The next story today has to deal with Viking. They ushered in the 10th ocean ship Viking Saturn during operatic festivities in New York with longtime cultural partner, the Metropolitan Opera, playing a leading role. The celebration took place Tuesday evening on Viking Saturn's bow alongside Pier 88 of the Manhattan Cruise Terminal. Viking chairman Torstein Hagen called it the big event in the Big Apple. Viking has a tradition of using replica Viking swords or axes to cut the ribbons of the ship at the ship's namings. Viking Saturn godmother Ann Zift, philanthropist and chairman of the Metropolitan Opera, chose a sword that had been carried on stage by the late baritone Dmitri Pavorsky in Il Trovatore. She gave the ribbon tied to the christening bottle of aquavit such a mighty chop that the table supporting it toppled over. It was a lucky chop since it sent the bottle smashing onto the hull. Thank you for giving such a strong chop. You're a true Viking, said Executive Vice President Karen Hagen. So, all right, guys, don't forget the Father's Day sale on wheelchairs, power wheelchairs, and scooters is going on right now from Scoot Around. Your dad deserves the best. Why not give him the gift of mobility? Now through June 18th, you can save 10% site-wide. All scooters, electric wheelchairs, any other mobility products. Just use the code DAD2023 and get 10% off. All right, you can shop online or you can call 844-664-7467. I'd appreciate it if you use the SRN 11137, and that'll help support this channel. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories after a quick word from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right. Would you let TikTok choose your next cruise? As the digital age influences all aspects of daily life, even holiday plans are not exempt. An intriguing trend has emerged from a recent study conducted by Royal Caribbean. The study revealed that a surprising number of TikTok users in Ireland would be willing to let the social media platform randomly select their next holiday destination. Would you let TikTok choose your next vacation destination? Not sure I would. Many users of the popular app are doing just that. 80% of the users in Ireland said they're willing to let the app select their next vacation destination. A viral TikTok filter that generates a random destination for users is at the heart of this surprising shift towards spontaneous travel. The filter effectively takes the decision-making process out of the hands of the users, encouraging a leap into the unknown. Reflecting this growing trend for last-minute plans, over half of Ireland, 51%, agreed that cruising is a perfect solution for spontaneous travel. And folks, you think, oh, that's just kids. No, this wave of spontaneous travel is not exclusive to the younger, as it spans multiple age groups. The research showed that 30% of 25 to 34-year-olds and 21% of 35 to 44-year-olds would be willing to let the filter decide where they're going next. Wow. I hate to say it, but I'm just kind of stunned at letting, you know, wow, would I do that? Would I let TikTok or anybody else randomly say, oh, your next cruise, you're going to Japan? Well, what if I can't afford it? I guess, I don't know. That's just me. Maybe some of you would like that, let that happen. All right. This is something we haven't heard from Virgin Voyages before, at least that I can recall. Virgin Voyages has informed local partners about the cancellation of four cruises on board the new Resilient Lady, scheduled between January and March of 2024. The canceled departures were initially set for January 23rd, February 2nd, February 14th, and February 24th, all of 2024, all sailing to and from New Zealand. The decision came after feedback from guests and travel partners indicating a preference for more roundup sailings in Australia from Melbourne and Sydney. Guests booked on the canceled voyages will have the choice of receiving their cruise fare in the form of future voyage credit and a bonus credit depending on the booked cabin category, or a full refund will also be available. While the precise motivations behind the cancellations are yet to be officially clarified, there are several plausible speculations. Canceled cruises were longer, which could have dampened the popularity. You know, Virgin's done well on the shorter cruises. The decision to shift from longer to shorter round-trip sailings from Australia might also be advantageous for Virgin in terms of operational costs. Shorter cruises require less fuel than longer ones, considering the shorter distances involved. Given the considerable expense associated with fuel consumptions in the cruising industry, this could lead to significant savings. According to online reports, the new shorter cruises sailing around the Australian coastline will be available soon. So, all right. As the cruise industry continues to seek sustainable alternatives to traditional fuels, Royal Caribbean is set to break new ground this summer with extended testing of biofuels on two of its ships, the Celebrity Apex and Symphony of the Seas. Both are sailing in Europe this summer. Europe is fast becoming a testing ground for cruise ships using biofuels and other alternative fuel sources. Both the Apex and Symphony of the Seas will use sustainable biofuel to meet part of their fuel need. This move will provide valuable data on the potential of this cheaper fuel and supply chain infrastructure. The three-month test will start with the Apex departing from the port of Rotterdam and Symphony of the Seas sailing from Barcelona. The sustainable biofuel blend utilized in the trial, produced by purifying renewable raw materials like oils and fats, promises a reduction in the ship's carbon emissions. According to Jason Liberty, president and CEO of Royal Caribbean, the company sees biofuels as a significant player and achieving decarbonization. Following the completion of the trials, Royal Caribbean plans to scale up the use of biofuels across their fleet, particularly in the upcoming European summer sailings. The intention is not just to enhance their ship's ability to reduce emissions, but also to ensure sufficient availability of biofuel and the necessary infrastructure for its use. Good for Royal Caribbean. Good for anybody that can save on carbon. I mean, that's just awesome. Finally this morning, and I don't want anybody to jump to conclusions and overreact to this. Travelers heading to the Dominican Republic are exhorted to exercise increased caution by the State Department due to crime and arrays and sexual assault incidents. The agency issued a level 2 travel advisory for the Caribbean country last evening, stating violent crime, including armed robbery, homicide, and sexual assault, is a concern throughout the Dominican Republic. According to the State Department website, there have been recent reports of U.S. citizens being robbed by people they met off of dating apps in the Dominican Republic. some of the incident involved date rape drugs and occurred at major resorts and hotels. Now, before anybody jumps to conclusions and saying, oh my God, I've got to cancel a cruise because it stops in the Dominican Republic, this is a level 2 alert, folks. This, if it was a level 4, then I wouldn't say anything about it. A level 2, basically that's saying, okay, let's just be a little more careful than you normally would. Most of us have gotten to that point anywhere in the Caribbean and Mexico, where you're just, you know, just exercise a little more caution than you normally would. Pretty simple. All right, that's going to wrap up the news portion today, folks. Let's hop over in the chat room. Got a lot of comments this morning. My goodness. See who's here and who's fussing at me. Kenneth's with us. Kenneth says, Norwegian was one of my favorite cruise line, and today they suck. I agree, Kenneth. You don't know the half of it. I'll tell you another story after I read this. I don't know. They've just had a lot of problems I got to take care of. I'm disappointed in them. That was a bucket list cruise. Yeah, I agree too, Kenneth. That was definitely bucket list for me as well. I'm going to stay, at least for now, on the transatlantic. I have not decided what I'm going to do in place of that. I've got to check. Did I book flights? I don't think I booked my flights back yet. I can't remember. I booked flights so many places. I've got to double check on that. But I'll tell you another story, Kenneth. You know, my December 2nd cruise, my hosted group cruise, yesterday, Viva Voyages and Passion for Cruises USA Solos, we were promised a decision from Norwegian yesterday on what they're going to do about this halt in action. Guess what? Nobody heard a word from Norwegian. So yeah, I'm getting really aggravated at Norwegian for multiple reasons. Joanne's with us. Hello from a very smoky Pennsylvania. Thanks for nothing, Canada. Yeah, unfortunately, a good bit of the East Coast is under alerts. One of my friends up in Connecticut, they're even advising go back to wearing masks now, as they're getting all kinds of people that are having reactions to the smoke. So yeah, it's smoky. We haven't had it here yet in Virginia, but I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't get here in another day or so. Emily's with us. I am. Sunny's here down in Mississippi. Sunny asks, how bad is the smoke? Dennis is here. Good morning, Dennis. Kenneth, Dennis says, I enjoyed NCL, especially with her leisurely dining plan. But in the latter 2000s, their food quality began to suffer tremendously. I've been on two Norwegian cruises this year, and I did okay with food. I didn't have any problems on either ship as far as quality, quantity. I did have on Joy a couple specialty dining meals that were, you know, one was, you know, just more for the show, teppanyaki. But then we celebrated Justin's birthday in the steakhouse, and it was fabulous. I love the pub food you could get out of the local. And the main dining room, I had no problems with any of the meals in the main dining room. And actually, the buffet was as good or not better than many of the buffets on any ship. So, yeah, I had no trouble at all with Norwegian this year on two cruises. My problem is with all this internal stuff now. And I still want to see, I mean, the whole problem with, Passion for Cruises USA Solos and Viva Voyages is they have a signed contract. And now they're claiming that they're not going to, adhere to the contract on the pricing. Well, no, you can't do that, folks, with a signed contract. So, I mean, I'm hoping that they come back with the right answer, which is, okay, yeah, we've got to do this. But it's been almost a month now. Steve is with us. Good morning, Steve. Civitavecchia. Civitavecchia. Mind your E pronunciation in time. Vecchia. Civitavecchia. I thought I did that right, Dennis. Anyway, Civitavecchia is the way I say it now. So if I slipped over on that, it was not consciously. Smoke was very bad last night, Joanne says. Entire county called their fire departments. It's a little lighter now, but supposed to get really bad this afternoon and evening. Advisories everywhere. Wow. Then you're getting it just as bad as they were in Connecticut. Nikki's with us. Awesome video, Hot Air Tom, Emily says. I enjoy giving Hot Air Tom a hard time, as you can probably tell. Smoke horrible for those with breathing allergy problems. Hope everyone can stay indoors as much as possible. I agree. Mike's with us. Says hi to everybody. Hope John is doing okay. I have not heard anything. Of course, those of you that don't know, John is undergoing a heart procedure today. He's been in the hospital. Some of you don't know this. He's been in the hospital now for 4 days. And I'm a little worried about this. So hope to hear something from John or Ronnie pretty soon. Let me jump over, since you mentioned that, and check and see if there's any messages yet. And I don't. No, not yet. Anyway, it should be, they moved the time on it earlier today. So I would think the procedure is over with now, even with the difference in time. So anyway, thank you, Mike. I've been thinking about John all morning. He and I have become extremely close. Steve says we were getting the smoke here in Kentucky. Wow, it's come that far. I was outside yesterday here in Virginia quite a bit, and we had not gotten it here yet. So, and you're not, hey Steve, you might be just a little bit north of where I am, but it's not much north. You know, no more than. I mean, if you go across 50 miles north, maybe if that far, you know, we're pretty close to the same here where I am in Lynchburg, Virginia, to where, you know, you are in Louisville. Anyway, wow, I'm surprised that you've gotten it and I haven't. And I mean, it might be here today. I haven't been outside today. So. Joanne says, we're not used to it. They said to bring out COVID mask. if you need to go outside, wow. So you're getting the same advisories they got up in Connecticut. I guess there's nothing we can do about it until that clears, folks. The castle has radiant floor heating. Yeah, I know, but I'm, you know, part of that is some teasing. Of course, I understand what radiant floor heating is too. But yeah. Anyway, Cindy will get that kick out of that, I promise you. Kenneth says, we haven't been on Norwegian in a while, but our past experience with them, we loved it. We might look at more Princess Cruises. Yeah, I don't blame you for that one, Kenneth. Are you canceling out on the transatlantic? Since you don't have the back end of it, I would guess maybe when you said you took care of things that y'all did that, which is fine. I mean, I'm not going to fuss at you for doing that. If Father Tom came back and says, I want to cancel out, I'd go along with canceling out too. So let's wait until Hot Air gets back home and he and I can talk about this. Steve, that far south, wow, powerful smoke. I agree. They are telling us people with respiratory should not go out. Yeah. They were on the news telling folks with breathing problems to stay indoor. That's the same thing. Yeah, that Emily was getting up in New York. Where in Pennsylvania do live? We also live in Pennsylvania. Chili and Tom, if you guys decide not to go on the March cruise, let us know. Or if you find another one, keep us posted. We're still deciding what to do. Okay. Kenneth, that answered my last question. I will keep you posted. I mean, for now, we're staying on the transatlantic. Sonny says, hope the little ones will stay indoors too. Yikes for all of you. Come on, winds. Yeah, let's blow this stuff away. Funicular. I'm still probably not doing that one right either. Awesome pictures. Thanks, Kenneth. Joanne says, I work from home. I hear a baby crying for a while. I investigate. Baby in car across street. Wind is down. Mom in the house at least a half hour. We had an adult conversation. Yeah. Fee increase after privatization of the port. Who didn't see that coming? Yeah, I'm just surprised. I mean, you know, they announced it in 4 days. So, yeah, I'm not really surprised, but that's a pretty good jump. I mean, you know, from $18 to $32 if you only go to a private island and $30 if you go to two ports in the Bahamas. So, how can someone leave a baby for a half hour in a car? Yeah. I was just wondering when Bahamas port fees were going up. July the 1st. For the first part of it. The last part, which is, I think, just the $2 part, is next January 1st. Everything else is July 1st. Isn't there an air quality alert for everyone to stay indoors? It's by area, Dennis. Like so far, it has, at least I haven't seen anything in Virginia yet. Gretchen's in Ohio. We've got air quality alerts here too. bad on allergies. Yep. And it says hi to Gretchen. And Sunny says she lives in the South. She's in Mississippi. So it hasn't gotten that far yet either. Gretchen says it's very hazy there. Kenneth said, I asked Dennis when his next cruise is. Use local raw honey for seasonal allergies. I like raw honey. We haven't had any for a while, but Amanda used to keep it here all the time. It's probably just a seasonal thing that she hasn't been down to. You usually can get it at the farmer's market. We're having an issue with Viking at the moment. The fine print says no scooters and no power chairs. Whoa, manual chairs okay, but you have to bring your own. This shocked our travel agent. She is researching it. Nikki, I will send a message through to see if Christy knows about that. Viking, no power wheelchairs or scooters. All right. I'll see if I can get some information from this side as well, Nick. I have never heard that before. So you wouldn't think they could exclude power chairs. Yeah, I wouldn't think so either. I would think Viking would be accessible all around their fleet. Yeah. I mean, I'm stunned at that, Nikki. I don't know what to say. That's clearly one that we have to raise hell about. Dennis says he has no travel plans. I haven't been traveling since the blip. That's why I've been marooned in Greece since just before the blip began in 2020. She's researching it. No, Gretchen, it's a transatlantic. Next March, we have a ton of credits from canceled cruises. Oh, that's crazy, Nikki. I hope they reverse that. I'll keep you posted. Meanwhile, I'm encouraging Roger to start lifting weights. I hear you. Nikki, sorry to hear that. Yeah, me too. Viking is probably concerned about the battery fire hazard. Yeah, but boy, we've put that, that's on cruise ships is not an issue. It's an issue on airplanes that are, are in cabins with no oxygen or in storage with no oxygen. The DR has always been on alert. We stayed at a resort in the 80s. And you had armed security. They would escort you if you left the property. That's what I thought too, Dennis. And I'm surprised that has it been in a level 2 all along? Or was it a level 1 and they raised it to a level 2? I don't know. I mean, a level 2 is still, it's nothing to get to go bonkers about. It's not like a 3 or a 4. But yeah, I would take it that's, you just need to exercise a little more caution there than you would under normal circumstances, is my interpretation of it. I've heard the quality has improved. Oh yeah, on Norwegian. Air quality in New York over 100. Ohio, it's 165. The weather app says 157. Wow. Always recommend booking the teppanyaki dining room on the first evening. Make stronger friends on the further cruise. that's what we did. The first night we went to Teppanyaki, and we ran into several of those people numerous times during that. We were on there for, what was it, 13 days? So, yeah. There's a cruise that departs Rome on the 16th of April, ends in Spain. Okay. Well, I like Breakaway. Pretty close to Canada, being here near Cleveland. Yeah, that's true. Praying for your friend, John. Thank you, Steve. Well wishes and prayers for John. It's made international news, smoke from Canadian wildfires. It has. Chilly, stay indoors, especially with your condition. I will be the first one to take any kind of precautions, because most of you know that I sit here with oxygen close by just in case. So, yeah, if I go outside, I've got oxygen on anyway. But still, I need to, you know, probably mask up if we're having any problems at all here. Let's see what else we got here. We're thinking of keeping the first one, then go on the Breakaway. That's what we're probably going to do. All right. That's good to know, Kenneth. I will talk to Hot Air about that as well, see what he says. Dennis says, Joanne, no Wawa today for Italian hoagies and pretzels. Laugh out loud. You said it correctly. Thank you, Dennis. They better be careful that the cruises don't stop going to Nassau. That's the other option in the Bahamas. Oh, that would be funny. Everybody says, we're not going anymore. No, they'll just add it on to the cruise fare. I mean, the cruise lines aren't going to eat this. I promise you, Norwegian isn't going to eat this. Carnival isn't going to eat this. They're just going to tack it on. You know, they're going to say that it's part of the taxes and port fees. Technically, it is. It's a port fee. Always buy local honey. Yeah. A local raw honey. Yeah. Dennis says, I've never known Dominican Republic to be safe for tourists. My only disagreement with that, now, I've not traveled the whole country. But Amber Cove, which is a secured community, is perfectly safe. Now, if you go outside the gates at Amber Cove, that's a different story. Puerto Plata is more open and not as safe, I don't think, as Amber Cove is. I like Amber Cove. I like that a lot. Joanne says, not a huge Wawa hoagie fan. I'm sorry, must have missed what happened with John. Okay. John has had, it goes back to a medication that they gave him to get ready for this. All right. How to go back and sum it up totally. He had an episode and went was in the hospital for a day. And they found that his heart was out of rhythm. The bottom, it was getting electrical impulses differently than the top was. And through all this testing and stuff, and he'd gotten sicker and sicker and sicker. And then it started affecting his muscles. And what they finally found out was they had given him a medication to get him ready to do this shocking of his heart to try to get it back in its proper rhythm. And that medicine attacked his muscles and his liver. And it caused a massive deterioration of both. It got so bad over the weekend that he went back to the hospital and they kept him. I guess that would have been Friday night he went in and is still there. This morning was to be the procedure where they were doing the paddle things on his heart to try to get it back to rhythm. If that doesn't work, then it goes to a surgical situation. All this business with the muscles and the liver, his doctor says in time that will come back, but it will be as long as 6 months before he's going to be back to normal. As a result, he had to cancel out of the cruise. The doctor said, no, I don't want you going on a cruise ship because there's too many places that you would have to go to that have problems and have to go to the medical facilities on the ship. And they are not equipped to handle specialty medical situations like yours. So please let John know he's in our thoughts. Yeah. I will do that from everybody. Atrial fibrillation. There you go. I can't remember all those big names. Those cardiac meds can be rough. Yeah, and one of them caused this whole problem. And it says that, 3% of the people that it can affect this way, he's one of those. So anyway, that's what's going on with John. And, hopefully they'll get the heart back in its proper rhythm. That will certainly help. So, all right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. And as always, folks, thanks for being here. Thanks for putting up with the silliness. I will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. For Thursday Travel and Cruise Industry News. So for now, as always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a fabulous day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, Chilly Chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.